was at the Circa. Put me worka.
This is on camera. They can hear you.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We stink.
Speak for yourself.
We didn't ask Evan, how was his birthday celebration? The dinner? Did he get the steak? And how was the comedy show, E?
Also, what Guru end up getting you?
We're going to do that today. We got a date after.
Oh, good.
And then I'm going to the Valkyrie game.
He's not listening.
Oh, okay.
He's happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday, my man.
We asked, how was the comedy show, and did you get that steak?
Oh, didn't get the steak. Went to House of Nan King right here over the block. But the comedy show was pretty damn funny.
Joey Coy?
That's please. Willard's dude.
Please, no, this guy's on SNL. Now, Michael Che, his one joke that I thought was pretty funny. It was more of a string of jokes, but he compared himself to his SNL co-host, Colin Jost, who was married to Scarlett Johansson.
Mm.
Top billing actress in the world. And he kept talking about how their dating paths are so dissimilar, it's not even funny, despite the fact they had the exact same job in New York City.
Wow.
And how Scarlett will always want to invite Che over for dinners. Like double dates.
Sure.
And the last thing that he will ever do is bring a date to Scarlett Johansson's house.
Wow. The beautiful. Beautiful, by the way. Sounds like he had a good night. And I'm getting...
I think of her more.
He asked, did I get you something,
talented.
And I'm getting you something after. If you know what I mean.
Well, you also don't have to. It's okay.
Yeah.
You're not going.
Yeah, Steiny's already turned us down.
It's a Wednesday, guys.
Dude.
You don't know by now. I don't know what to tell you.
That's pretty good.
We're talking about life. Who are part of the cores of these Giants, 49ers, and Warriors? We've had some good talk about Devers. Where does he fit? You know, the other thing is when I put this into context, when you're like, you know, who's your core, so who are you going to build around? Well, one of the reasons Devers is... In my, I think you got to build around him category is because they can't move him.
Well, if they decided to go to the buffet and eat some bread.
They didn't move him at the deadline, and they wanted to. So if you can't move him, you got to find the things that he can do to help. And then, you know, when we talked about the Warriors, I think it's interesting. And I hope it's a sign of your growth. You didn't have Steph Curry in your core.
No, I didn't, Scotty. That's my guy.
All right.
The chef.
Okay. Now let's go to Fleet from Oakland.
Our guy.
Because he has a different Warriors core.
Oh.
We're talking about all three teams. What's up, Flea?
Okay. The Warriors core is Steph. What's going on, guys?
All right.
Before I get started, what's going on?
Hey.
And I got a question for you guys. And I got a specific question for both of you guys.
Oh, I love it.
The Warriors core is Steph. Porzingis and Yaxel. By All-Star break, Draymond Green will be traded. By All-Star break, he's going to be gone. And this is a question for you guys. When did you guys feel like I found my guy when it go between, as y'all being a team on the radio, when did you guys feel like that's my guy? Like, we make a great team.
Wow.
And that goes for both of you, Steiny and Guru. How you guys feel when you said, oh, Steiny's my guy. We make a great team. When did y'all feel that?
Wow. That is, Flea, that's, wow. I'll let you go first. I know you're eager. You hate this stuff. I hate it. I love it.
What was the question?
When did you know we were like we might have something?
Well, there were a couple times. There were a few times when I thought we had it, and then we lost it, and then we had it a little bit, and then we lost it for a long period of time. You know, we basically are. You know who we are? We're Devers. We hit about 244, 30 homers, 90 RBIs, which is exactly who we've been, just like Devers.
Devers has never had a limo waiting with Steinmetz and Johnson form.
He
getting put up.
He's got his own driver
because of ratings. He ain't had that here.
Have we ever won the equivalent of a championship?
Yeah, we were number one in the market. No, so what
he was
that?
Number one in the country. We were number one in Northern California, Cowtown region.
Hey, it's the fourth largest market.
No, it's not.
That's in my bedroom. I got it written on the wall.
Yeah, we're number bigger than one Dallas. In the market. See, we're bigger than Dallas.
You don't cherish the wins.
No, and you don't look in the mirror and acknowledge what react. We're not the fourth largest market. Not even close.
All right, fifth.
Well, like ninth.
Starting to give me eight more ahead of San Francisco.
Philly, New York,
Chicago.
Boston, Chicago,
okay.
Miami,
hey,
Philadelphia,
I wanna check
D.C.,
Miami,
L.A.,
D.C.
Houston. They're all bigger than this little small town.
D.C., Miami. No, that don't count. Anyway, Flea, I'll tell you when I knew.
We might not have been able to make it in any other market except this one. Don't you get it?
Tell me when I can
go.
We
would be booed out of town in Philly.
I feel like I'm getting
you couldn't
Oscar
have handled
and
Philly.
Preventing me from reading my victory speech. Evan, you don't know this. You may. I think we've talked about it. There was a day that you had rotating guys doing the show with you.
Yeah.
And you were asked about, you know, and they were some talent. And I'll never forget. I owe you a lot, man. You were asked a question. And it was going, I would be in a week, somebody else would be in a week, somebody else would be a week. And you never said it to me, but I knew you had said it because the schedule had changed. And that's when I felt like I still had to work and deal with your crap, but I felt like we might have something.
Well, it wasn't like you beat out a lot of guys. There was only one other guy in the picture. And quite frankly, it was kind of a no-brainer.
You got a little cop to you.
Man, you know how to do it. Oh, please, man. Oh, my gosh. You are something. So when did you know?
I never thought about it like that.
Flea is awesome, man. That's what makes you, man.
I think what have we been together, 9 years?
It's going on 10. Ooh,
we've left a lot on the table. There's no doubt about it. Like, I don't think, like, for example, okay.
We've had four editions of our Dibs and Bonte.
All right. How about this?
Yeah.
Why don't we do this? Remember I wrote down a few words for Purdy? Do they fit for the show?
Okay. Dude, I love this. All right, hold on.
Show's good. Okay, fine. Yeah, it's the show's good.
It's been great at times.
Show's solid. Okay, I use solid. Yeah, this one's going to be a problem. I called Purdy reliable. You think we've been reliable? I don't. I've missed a lot of time. I've had surgeries. I've been banged up a little.
And we've had Evan to fill in for me with my
If you were Mac Jones, that'd be one thing.
Okay. Explain how we've been here 10 years in.
Cuz the market stinks. Cuz we have no competition. I mean, seriously.
That's why we had some real competition. But anyway, you're the greatest, man.
Okay,
you're the greatest.
Prepared?
I get it. Yeah.
Are we diligent? No. That's what I called Purdy.
But see, I don't like any of those.
I call Purdy savvy. Is this a savvy show? No.
How about this? Are we real? Are we authentic? That's what that's how I judge us.
Okay.
I listen to the other shows.
Yeah.
Our station's phenomenal. But I'm talking about in other markets. People love you, man. You can pick your nose,
sure,
and people would like it.
Yeah.
That's what you like. They like that's only I'm that's
just,
you.
I'm just saying. You just
don't demean us.
I'm not demeaning us, but we get buried in any other market.
Steiny, we wouldn't.
Buried.
I got people reaching out saying, hey, I'm listening to y'all.
You know what? Here, I'll challenge you.
Okay.
Go get another job in another market then. Bet you can't. I'll bet you can't. You know why? Because radio's not respected out here. You got to go to a big boy to be a radio superstar. Yeah, you got to be in Philly. You
got
to be in New York.
They got love for
you got to be
in
L.A.
They got a little love for the goo in Pittsburgh.
I'm sure they do.
Daryl. But yeah.
Absolutely.
You didn't have a career.
Exactly.
You hated that question, Flea. Oh, you, dude, I get you now more than ever. But no, seriously, Stoney.
What would you think is your key to your success? Well, I don't think I had a lot of success. First of all, and I'd got to credit the market for being so soft.
See, please. We got legends out here.
We got nobody.
Radnich, Papa.
That was 15 years ago.
Pete Franklin.
Right. They're not us. We're not in those guys' categories.
I'm not saying we are.
Okay. Well, then we haven't.
But
then we've left stuff on the table.
No.
We're not as good as Raddatz.
We're Bay
not
Air,
as good
we're
as
part
Papa.
Of Bay Area
not as good
radio.
As Pete Franklin. Not Those as good as Tolbert. Not as good as Barbieri. Yeah. Don't you get it?
No, I got
we're
it.
We're not even on the Bay Area Mount Rushmore.
You're underselling this, but we're not better than any of those you mean.
No, in 3 days after we're off the air.
That I'll give
okay.
you.
Okay.
Legends. Two. I didn't use legends. You got more fans than you realize, bud. That's what I'm saying to you. And just own it. It's okay. And I know what you're doing.
Right.
God. It's like we win an award and he goes up and tells the people, we don't deserve this. Evan, that's what he's doing.
Why is it so hard?
The market's so weak.
To look yourself in the mirror and be honest. That's not you.
I do it every day.
People. It's okay to acknowledge your flaws.
No doubt.
And it's okay to say, I'm not the best at everything.
I think we do that together.
No, you... You never miss an opportunity to bring up the ratings.
Well,
you like to draw attention to ourselves. I don't like that.
And that's what I, you know, and I like it because you don't like it. But sometimes you like when I do it.
I actually don't. Let's go to Ben from Hayward. Man. Ben's stuck on the Giants hitting.
Okay.
What's up, Ben?
Oh, hey, man. Hey, I don't care what you say. I love you guys.
Thank you.
There you go, B.
Appreciate it.
Hey, just real quick, you know, if you want to keep it, if we have to keep Devers, we build with him. We don't build around him. I mean,
that's great. I love it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. And one guy gave a pass to Adames. He's batting .224. The Chapman's .235. You have to figure out a way to get rid of them and start over, because all this talk about pitching. Yeah, of course we need pitching, but they don't score. They didn't score last year. They don't really score this year. So, you know, you got to start over. This whole business of keeping those two guys, oh, my God, you got to figure out a way, because it's not going to work. It didn't work last year. It didn't work this year. And the thing about Devers, yeah, he's got his numbers now, but what was he doing?
I'm with you, man.
What was he doing in the beginning of the year when they really needed him?
He's a slow starter.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and look what it got us, right?
Yep.
I'm just saying, if you have to keep him, okay. But the other two guys, oh, my God, no. You got to figure out a way. To get rid of.
I feel like Buster's trying, man. I really do, Stoney. We'll never. Well, he did. He told us. They were listening to any and everything. And I'm just looking at Adames, and I got caught up with what he was doing in Milwaukee with the power. Stoney, he's never been an all-star, but okay, forget the bat. And I know a lot of people can't, but man, he is not a slick fielding shortstop. I'm looking at his body. I'm like, man, dude, what?
So
like,
was he a slick fielding shortstop, or did Buster Posey? Like, here's another guy, Adames. The numbers, yeah, the batting average has dropped.
Yeah.
But, like, Adames has been 83% of who he's been. And Chapman's been, outside the injury, not kind of like Chapman.
But he was Bo Mills guy, I thought, you know?
The point is that Buster Posey acquired three guys. And... obviously, Chapman was here, and he said, we got a very good core, and they are a mediocre core.
No doubt.
That's the bottom line.
And will you admit to the caller's point, because he was on it, I don't want to take – you know I was the biggest Devers fan. But, Stoney, I'm all the way out, personal stuff, what have you, but you got to admit – he's putting lipstick on a pig, because early on when it was – He wasn't getting it done along with his teammates.
He's a slow starter.
Yeah, got
period. End of story.
Yeah, but you came down Clay's road the year he ended up damn near 40%. You're like, Goo, you can't tell me. Yeah, it's 40. But there was some turbulence along the way. That's how I feel about Ralphie, where he's at.
Clay Thompson's a notorious slow starter. Devers is a notorious slow starter. But, yes, Clay didn't have a great year when he shot 39.9%, but at the end of the year, But I mean,
you fought me on it though. Like, Goo, you know, like, hey, Goo, I get it's 40, but
I mean, I know you're going to Yeah. You're going to say there's a cop out, but I think baseball's different with the numbers.
Well, I'm mad at you.
I just do. I mean, like, if in baseball you have, you know, 90 games where you go 0 for 4 and you strike out four times, that's right. unrealistic. But that does mean 70 games you're going to hit. Like, it takes, if you have one bad game in basketball, like a really bad game, you can get it all right back in the next game or two. Like, if you make some threes. But, like, the thing with Devers is, I don't know what we expected from him except who he was in Boston, and he's not that different from him.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you saying, and I'm asking you the question, if Posey goes shopping on the pitcher aisle and bullpen aisle in the baseball Walmart, and you don't trade Devers and Adames, Chapman heels, you got Jung-Hoo Lee Schmidt coming back, Eldridge, do you think this team could then compete?
No. Like, what if we have, if we found, and listen, I'm not, you're going to say, well, you just said Devers is great. I'm not saying Devers is great. But now we've seen this core, Devers, Adames, Chapman. Buster Posey thought that was a really good core.
So did I.
They're not. Yeah. They're mediocre or below average as a core. So how can that not be on Posey? He acquired three guys that he thought could lead this team to success. They're worse than we thought.
So, Stoney, what can you realistically do
then? That's my point.
Move on from the core if you could move some of those guys or decide to eat money.
I don't know what you do. You made these mistakes over 2 or 3 years. You can't just snap your finger and it's over. The bottom line is, say whatever you want. Devers, Adames, and Chapman are essentially all doing pretty much what they've done their entire careers. And Posey thought that was going to be good enough for that to be a successful core. And what we found is, over the last year and a half to 2 years, that's a below average core. So, like, what did he think? Did he think they were better on the field than they were on paper? Did he think the players around those three should have been way better because they would have helped those three guys more? I mean, and here's the other thing. This is where you got to count me out. Like, don't.
New addition.
I'm not coming into next year being like, you know, well, Devers is going to give you 35 and 85, and Adames is going to play, and he's going to do it. Like, we've already seen it 2 years in a row. They're not good enough doing what they've always done. You know why? Because when they were on good teams, they were like the fifth best player on their good teams. Even Devers, right? That team was loaded.
Yeah, but well, he now was a top three player on that World Series team.
Okay,
to me,
top three? That's fine. Now he's got to be the best. And he's not hitting 38 homers like he did in Boston.
But do you give any credence to the fact that the stuff that you do in the clubhouse, if I'm right, or if you're a cancer or guys don't like you,
you wouldn't let me get away with this.
It matters though, right?
Absolutely. But you wouldn't let me get away with it. You, like, I'm just saying, you're right. If he's a clubhouse cancer, he's got to go. But if I was like, goo, come on. Like, when I say something like, I don't think Devers respects Vitello. We can't say that, Steiny. It's like, okay. But I do believe it, and you believe that Devers is a cancer.
Right.
I don't believe Devers is a cancer.
Oh, man.
I think Devers is like, just let him alone. Just let him alone.
But even that.
Especially a guy like Vitello.
Yeah.
I mean, does Rafi Devers have to be managed? No, just put him out there 158 games and let him hit his 33 homers.
You're not going to like this. I got Eldridge in my core. I'm taking Chappie out, and I don't think I'd. So he's got to get first base. So something's got to be done this offseason if Devers goes nowhere. But now if you're Buster, don't you think he's trying to move him? Like,
he tried to move him at the deadline.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
So for the people in the back that are telling me don't get accustomed to or don't think about Eldridge being the first baseman come April next baseball season, I'll take that bet.
Okay, but what I'm saying is if Devers is off the team next year and Eldridge is your full-time first baseman, can you acknowledge that perhaps for the next year or two, you've gotten worse at first base? Unless Eldridge hits 35 next year.
All right.
Because he can't field a lick.
Let's just say for this discussion, I give you that in first base. But what about the team component? Are we still losing 80 or 90?
Well, I'm
our
not blaming
a lot. Well,
I'm
if
not
we
blaming
the money,
Devers
not.
For this team stinking.
Like, but how do we put – okay, then how does the team inherit this talent? Because that's what we'll call Adames.
Well, I disagree.
Chapman and Devers.
Like, stop saying –
But you're the guy that gives me the
talented.
Records. Well
– Like, stop. Quit trying – like – Stop.
We've had baseball aficionados on these airwaves say the Giants might have action after they pulled off this trade.
That was 1 week ago. That was 1 week into the season.
No, I'm just talking about the reaction after the trade. It was there.
Okay, great. Everybody was wrong, including Buster Posey.
Yeah, but who knows why?
I'm going to credit this guy right here. Right there. Evan Giddings. The day they got Devers, he said, they need more than Devers. One guy's not going to make a difference on this team. Victory lap for Evan. Yeah. And he was right.
Thank you, D.
Like, yeah, I mean, I kind of want it.
Well, you got
it. It's 30 games below 500. I didn't think that was going to happen.
No, nobody did.
Now, I appreciate that. Like, that's right. They needed more, but not this bad.
It is one of the most confounding things in Bay Area sports in recent years.
And the thing is, it continues if we don't find out why.
Well, you seem to know why. So
I don't. I thought it was the manager.
I thought they needed Devers.
An infusion of – no, I thought, oh, Bob Melvin's dead, man. They need a guy. They need a youngster, and that's why I was pro-Tony.
No, but listen, nobody, when they got Devers, was saying, what a terrible move.
Nobody. The other way.
Like, okay, great. We were all wrong. I thought it was going to – like.
They were 81-81. I'm not saying that's the playoffs.
Right.
They weren't this bad.
So why should they have gotten better? Their pitching stinks. It got so much worse. They have no pitching. Like, none zero. All right. Hey, that segment, 888-957-9570. That segment was sponsored by Cache Creek Casino Resort. You're going to love the way Cache Creek Casino Resort feels. Every escape there will feel a little more extraordinary. Every getaway, a chance to make the moment yours. Everything at Cache Creek Casino Resort will feel wonderful. Cash in at Cache Creek Casino Resort. And as you know, something big is coming on September 2nd. DraftKings Game Day arrives with massive deals, exclusive deals, and all-day celebration built for sports fans. The countdown has begun, and all roads lead to game day. The DraftKings Sports app is now live in all 50 states. That means California, Texas, Florida, Maine, Massachusetts, all 50 states. One app, every sport. DraftKings Game Day is yours. So remember the date, September 2nd. DraftKings Game Day is the kickoff of a new season, a new era, and the biggest day in sports history. Get pumped and get ready to celebrate. New DraftKings customers, sign up with the code 957THEGAME. Spend $5 to get $150 in rewards within 14 days. That's code 957THEGAME. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Event trading offered by DraftKings Predictions, a CFTC registered introducing broker. Trading involves risk of loss. Market availability varies. Eligibility restrictions apply. $50 every 7 days via click to claim issued in non-withdrawable predictions dollars that expire in a year. Ends August 23rd. Terms dkng.co/predictions promo. Nationwide based on sportsbook, predictions, and free-to-play sports contest availability. It varies by state.